Try that.
Da.
You like it? It's Moluccan.
I wasn't going to say out, actually.
Do you like it?
It's quite nice. Do you do a lot of these?
New Lines, World Beer, that top shelf there. Five continents.
Do they like it, the clientele?
Clientele? Xenophobes to a man.
I have to say this. We're Methodists.
The Blackburn Files, with Fine Time Fontaine as Stephen J. Blackburn, private investigator, discreet inquiries undertaken, and
special tariffs for evenings and Sunday working,
Judy Flynn as Tracy Duggan in A Case of Hard Times.
It's very dicey, Mr. Blackburn on a brewery case. That club trip to York Races, waving to his mum on the telly, and he never got that shoe back. He must have the human interests, the dinky end of the business, the folksy topping to the rich trifle. For me, it's a matter of electrical surveillance, debugging surveys, employee vetting and the wonderful world of debt. But not him. Like now, some pub nobody rings up, whinging about his quiz night being fixed, and next minute, Mr. Boss Detective straight off down there. No doubt spoiling his afternoon with a glassful of something from Belgium he can't cope with.
Oh! Dear Sir Raspberry's this.
Trappist Monk's brew that. South Devon. You like it?
Trappist Monk's. Dawlish.
Well, they might be for all I know.
So, your problem, Mr. Bentley?
Simple. Quiz night, Wednesdays. Well, you've got to try something to get them in midweek. We've had karaoke. Word sheets were in Japanese. Bullseye, 4 hours in casualty. Party plan underwear, double booked with British Legion. And strippers, 4 hours in casualty.
Fighting.
Frostbite. Then we had race night. Sign and put filming backwards, I lost £400. Finally, I tried real ale. I got 3 librarians.
So, now you're doing pub quizzes?
General knowledge, 20 questions every Wednesday night. They've just about caught on. It's tearing sheets in half they find tricky.
What's the problem, then?
Grad grind.
I thought you were unpulled in here.
Pillock, grad grind. It comes in here only once a week, quiz night. 5 to 9, on the dot, buys a still orange.
Produce of California.
Pontefract. Sits in that corner there under my Matterhorn panorama. Blue anorak, student scarf, glasses like jam jar bottoms, reads his heavy paper, says nope to nobody and just waits.
Waits?
To win.
The quiz?
No, Miss World. Catch up, Sherlock. Getting to third.
He wins then, does he?
Every week for the last 9 weeks since I introduced this battle of great minds to my deserted tap room.
He must be a clever bloke.
You think so? It's a fix.
A fix?
That's why I've asked you here. I want him sorted.
Does he win a lot?
Sometimes a fiver. Sometimes a lob in a mixed grill.
Oh, that's not much.
Well, 3 sorts of sausages. Skinless in there. You don't understand. It's not the money, it's the morale.
I'll try one if you're offering.
Morale. People won't play if he's playing. Last week had only 3 left. Him, Greg Grind, Community Care, Nelly and the Seafood Man.
Him with White Trilby who comes round.
Aye, seafood and eat it. He's 90% welt, that man.
This Greg Grind, do we know who he is, where he comes from?
Not a clue. He's not a regular, except Wednesdays. Drinks his orange, answers his questions, pockets his cash, leaves. 20 out of 20, the clever dog. How does he do it? Last week he even got the nickname of Clydebank Football Club.
The bankers. Is he in the book?
Who?
Gradgrind. There can't be many with a name like that round here.
It's not his real name. They have to put nicknames on the quiz papers. They put all sorts. Winnie Mandela, Charles II of Spain, Hiawatha and Party, that's Top Chapel lot. And last week with a Mole's Marinier.
Is that the seafood man?
No. Malcolm Thingy. In with the tablets every 10 minutes. Social worker reckons quiz brings him out of his shell.
Assuming I can trace this man. Assuming I can prove irregularities. What do you want me to do?
Stop him.
How?
Kneecap him. Pull his lops out. Deconstruct him.
I don't do violence.
Just like your dad. Soft as a ladyship's bolster. That day he tried to give Kiss a Light at Pit Canary. Shift were 2 minutes from a commemorative plaque on Chapel Wall and he were playing bird rescue.
It's only a quiz, Mr. Bentley.
It's not only a quiz, it's a question of my livelihood. You see, if I can't get my turnover up, they're going to get rid of Walton Bentley and wife from said Winning Post public house. Now, that would suit her highness, of course, but that's by and by. It wouldn't suit me. They want me out so they can tart this place up into a themed drinking environment. It isn't as if I haven't got a theme already.
What's that, Mr. Bentley?
Despair and rudeness. It's seen me through 2 wars and 4 recessions and umpteen Christmas parties.
So you think the brewery's behind this Grand Grind character?
Obvious, they're in cahoots.
I thought they were in Tadcaster.
Tadcaster? Is that meant to cheer me up?
I wouldn't know, it's all deal carriageway. We always go straight through to York.
It's obvious, this Grand Grind's an agent. A little ploy to empty the last small change out of my trousers pocket and then shazam, I'm gone. Whistling shop fitters in, and it'll be the New York diner with lasses in socks behind the bar. kids in baseball caps, Chevrolet tail fins on the wall, Monroe being rude on chimney breast, and no sign of my NUM commemorative plates. They'll be in skip for a start.
I can see you're worried, Mr. Bentley.
It'll be Nemesis.
They always clear up after themselves, shop fitters.
I'll leave it with you, Tilby.
Do that. I reckon I should try the brewery first, see what I can find out.
It's him you'll finish up seeing if you go there, young Mr. John. Big glasses and a briefcase, it won't get you anywhere. It's that Gradgrind you want to nail. Now then, do you know the name of the chairman of the Mansfield John Wayne Film Society?
No idea.
Dave Cuffs. Question 16 last Wednesday. Gradgrind got the answer. Here, do you want some of this kedgeree dip?
I'll have a bottle with you before I go, ta. The juiciest apple always falls first from the tree of life. One of Wesley's, that. Hidden meaning? Don't go storming in on a confrontation job. Walton, Bentley and the Winning Post go together in this town like Arthur Lilly and the three-legged collie he's been dragging round town since the NUM trip to East Germany. And that's shut now, like the pits. I couldn't believe it was the brewery. They wouldn't do that to a good and faithful servant who soaked the town in oceans of ale for two generations. Thin, nervous teenagers on halves have been turned into mountainous, bellicose, middle-aged failures thanks to Walton Bentley and his hand pumps and his open-door policy. I did this little test. Stuck on a disguise, a basic kit, tash, glasses, golf cap. Down to the brewery head office, straight into reception. "How can I help you?" she says. "I've heard the Winning Post public house is becoming vacant. I'd like to put my name down. Can I see Mr. John?" "I can wait." "Just as well," she says. "He's in Wolverhampton till Tuesday, and after that he's got his Arts Council literature panel meeting and some schools to inspect. But Louise is just about to start a brewery tour, with a coachload from Camera. It's half term, you see." So I thought, why not? Might pick up a few nods and winks about the setup. This Louise was useless. Dressed up in a Grace Darling kit. Lighthouse bitter, the latest line. After two pints, you need a lifeboat. I had six in hospitality lounge. Luckily, I'd arranged a lift with a colleague.
"Are you going to get in or just stand there and think?"
"Mayday, mayday."
"It's me, your colleague. Get in."
"This is a nice job."
"Barry Simpson's virility symbol until an hour ago. Now he'll have to make do with his ornamental fountain, like the rest of you little boys have to."
"Where are we going?"
"I'm taking this back to its rightful owner. You're going to snore in the office chair for 2 hours. Two things you always do after beer. And wind your window down."
"Why?"
"We've just had the first."
"Go steady. I've been on this lighthouse all afternoon."
"It's not the brewery, you know."
"Don't you reckon?"
"It's that Walton Bentley. Nowadays people don't want death's head and darts when they go for a drink. They want ambience."
"He's got garlic dip, Saturday lunchtime."
"Yesterday's, man. Very sad."
"Can you slow down? I've got a swell on."
"Not in this, sorry."
"What day is it?"
"Wednesday. How many have you had?"
"It's quiz night at the Winning Post. You'll have to come with me."
"I can't. It's my conversational Japanese."
"Since when?"
"Since that ball bearing factory opened. They're coming over to you. Be ready with your infrastructure."
"A strong paper bag would do. After your class, then. Quiz doesn't start till 9.
"Why do you want me there?"
"To see this Gradgrind suss out the case."
"I'm not going in there. It's past 10. Like a front room before the funeral."
"Anyway, you'll be good with the questions."
"Oh, I'm bright when it suits you. That's it."
"Question 1. Can you stop in next 5 seconds?
"Question 2. What do you wear for a pub quiz?"
"Lurex miniskirt."
"Wrong."
"We'll need to blend."
"Something distressed, then."
"Is it on?" "Right. I'm going to get your furbers. Right, then, can you number them, please?"
The Winning Post quiz night. Like being on a 4th Division terrace at 5-3. Plenty of room to move, lukewarm drink and a tannoy system like someone shouting through grated cheese. And 5 other women in Lurex miniskirts. I should have known. The fine feathers on Tooby Street. Exclusive, she said. A ratful from Heckman Dwight, more like. Women in small West Yorkshire kitchens at 50 pence a day. That is Minnie. Then they all poured in, quiz lot. A couple of teachers, her from DSS, in with funny eye from chemists. The couple that took over at Milk Round in Goldthorpe, he looked knackered. And 2 lads in white crash helmets sat there like boiled eggs. And the new curate sat on his own with his table tennis bat in a zip-up case.
I wonder which one he is.
Who?
Brains, the man with all the answers, Gradgrind.
It could be him with tattooed teeth.
What are we going to call ourselves?
What do you mean?
We have to have a team name in code on top of paper.
No, we don't, do we?
Come on, it's starting.
With Conan Doyle.
You and your footballers.
So, if you've all got your brain boxes in gear...
Mixed metaphor for a start.
Would like you to take up your quills...
Lyrical, lyrical.
And apply them to your vellum.
A classicist, no less.
And Bob's your uncle.
Cliché.
Rightio. Question number 1. Who invented the safety match?
G.E. Lundstrom. Do you want his dates?
Question two. Which football club plays at Gig Lane?
Oh, Bury. A.K.A. the Shakers. Last played in the First Division in 1929.
Question three. This is your third question. What is the sixth longest river in the world?
It's the Obertish, Siberia. Are you getting these?
How do you spell Conan?
Question number four. What is General Custer's middle name?
Lucky. I thought you said these were going to be hard.
Number 17, John Steinbeck.
Another one. Dick, well done, Miss Duggan.
Overrated. I wasn't convinced by Henry Fonda in that trilby, were you?
Number 18, Hull Kingston Rovers after extra time.
What did we get?
Marconi.
Number 19, six segments.
I thought invertebrates was your special subject.
And number 20, your mobile question. What did Jimmy Jameson's auntie do at the street party on VGA Day? The answer is... she married the Pool. Isn't that right, Flavin?
Oh, bloody ruffins.
How many have we got?
Hang on.
Well, tear them mittens off. You'll be able to count quicker.
I make it 17.
You and your Pierre Boulez.
I'll show you the semi-final programme when I get home.
And has anybody got 20? Top of the shop.
Yes, over here.
That's him there.
What? Who?
Over there.
Mr. Gradgrind, again. I'll just check your card, sir. If you'll all bear with me.
Everybody's going.
Have yourselves a drink. I'm still checking. We're open till 11.
Is that him, then? Mastermind. He looks poorly to me. That white, pale face like a sad moon.
That's his 10th week running. No wonder people are leaving.
He looks cross.
He's just won.
No, Walton Bentley. I think he wants a word. He's taken down that cricket bat from over the bar.
Did you see that? Did you see it?
Calm down, Mr. Bentley.
He hasn't done anything wrong, Mr. Bentley.
Who's this, my assistant?
Partner. We got 17. He managed 2.
He's done it again. Look at everybody going.
What are you doing with that cricket bat, Walton?
I'm going to send him back to the pavilion forever. He's not coming back here without wheels and a pusher.
You can't do that.
I can.
You can't.
He's gone. He's taken his cash and the bonus.
Bonus? Mixed grill?
A Lurex miniskirt, actually.
He won fair and square.
Never. 20 out of 20. 10 weeks on the trot. That's not fair and square. It spells destitution.
D-E-S-T.
Get after him. I want his face in a bag.
I went out into the night. The sad moon face bobbed ahead of me, reflected in the chip shop window. Brian. Ex-pit. Like me. Octopus in honey, this week's speciality. Brian, alone, in the shop, under the fly zapper, flicking through his gas bills. I followed Gradgrind, out beyond the town, onto the wasteland where the marshalling yards used to be. And there it was. A caravan. I could have knocked. But I didn't. What would I have said? Question one, Mr. Gradgrind. How do you get them all right? Question two, 10 weeks running. Question three, what does octopus in honey taste like? Question four, are you aware Mr. Bentley wants to dismantle you personally without anaesthetic? Question five, why do Featherstone always lose the semi-finals? I went home. Called in at Brian's chip shop. Surprisingly bitter on the tongue. Octopus.
What happened to you, then?
What do you mean?
1 minute it's all Kingston Rovers, next minute I'm on my own.
What's this?
Peter Maxwell Davis. It was premiered in the Orkneys.
I should take it back. Down, else, off.
Where did you go?
I followed Moonface.
Mr. Bentley wasn't very happy, was he?
It's a way of life.
He shattered that cricket bat on the bar. Flavitt ran out weeping. Thought it were Dresden again.
He lives in a caravan.
He doesn't. He lives on Mumby Street. Wife's got a bed in front room. I don't know why. She's never in it.
What?
Slavic.
Not Slavic. Gradgrind. Our genius. He's got a caravan on the edge of town, near your new Japanese factory. It was all lit up.
Continental shifts, then?
No, most of them were in white overalls and hairnets.
Sometimes you're so opaque.
Let's look at this from the front. Moonface keeps getting 20 out of 20 in Walton's fading pub quiz. Follows. Puts off customers. Follows. Brewery pissed off. Follows. Brewery wants new image. Follows. Walton must go. Follows. Brewery using Gradgrind as wooden horse.
Oh, you really go for it, don't you?
What?
Conspiracy.
It's got to be.
There are other explanations.
Try me.
Cheating.
Who?
Moonface.
How?
He knows the answers.
How?
Because he knows who sets the questions.
What, Billy Hardcastle?
He just reads them out, badly.
Who sets them, then?
They're in a book.
How do you know?
All the pubs use it. It's a brewery book. Your 1001 Taproom Puzzlers. I've seen it.
Walton's got it, then.
Or his good lady.
Mrs. Bentley.
Let's look at it from the back, Mr. Detective. Mrs. Bentley. She's not happy, is she?
Would you be living with Walton? Despair and rudeness.
Precisely. Follow, she wants out. Follow, she needs a strategy. Follow, she wrecks the quiz, only earner of the week. Follow, she needs an accomplice. Follows, Mr. Moonface Gradgrind.
You've no proof. Speculation, Miss Duggan.
Well, did you see her last night when it came to the cash prize?
And the lurex miniskirt.
Who comes out from behind the bar and, wreathed in smiles, presents the said £4.50 to sickly winner?
And the lurex miniskirt.
Mrs. Hortense Vanessa Bentley.
Hortense Vanessa?
Theatrical family, born in a trunk.
A name like that you'd need to be.
Follows, not Gradgrind and Brewery versus Walton, but Gradgrind and Lady Windermere versus Walton.
It can't be.
It's as good as yours. It's better.
Prove it, then.
I will. Give me a chance. We'll have to see Walton again.
I'll ring the pub.
Not there. Walls have ears.
Where, then? It's cold in here.
That Trilby.
What?
Down, else off.
Sorry.
Let's sit down.
Can you?
Of course.
Where's Mr. Bentley, then? He said half past.
Funny idea of his, this. Him and churches don't fit somehow.
Same for me. I had a 3-week trial for this church choir once. We had to wear white surplices, blue cream hair and a starch ruff. Kids were reading beanos all through the sermon. I borrowed this fob watch off me dad and tried to hypnotise this kid called Noel Marsden. Vicar came up after and he said, "We don't do that sort of thing in church, young man." We all got sent home. Noel just sat there, ticking. Nobody missed him till Lorna Doone came on at tea time. His dad had to get the Austin Westminster out and fetch him home.
It's nice, this. Samson.
Bless you.
It's him, you know, playing in the loft. Don't look round.
Who?
Walton.
He's dead. Even I know that. Lived with our Gracie on Capri. They were both on my mum's Christmas card list. It were them two got me mother through Second World War. That and kitchen table.
He stopped.
Has he seen us?
Must have. He's coming down. I hope he takes my little theory.
Why shouldn't he?
It's his wife. She's imputed.
They've done a marvellous job, though, haven't they?
You what?
Good afternoon.
Hello, Mr. Bentley.
You found us then.
That was nice. French, wasn't it?
Did you hear her speaking?
Oh, Tracy?
No, my ranks. It's a Father Willis, you know.
It was Reverend Baker last time I came. He used to have a train set in the garden.
It's a 3-manual tracks action. The open diapason is incomparable.
I'm out of the arbour here, Tracy. Bobbin, chuck me a belt or a crate of lighthouse.
He's talking about organs.
You play very well. No idea you were musical.
I couldn't conceive of my life without fine music. It would be like ale without a foamy lid.
What about your life without a pub?
It wouldn't be a life. What news on that?
Well, we...
I...
She...
Her...
Me...
I've got this little theory about your problem.
I'll give him.
I think he's cheating.
Is beer brown and fizzy? Well, is that all you've come to tell me? Well, there's the door.
But wait a minute. You don't have to talk to people like you do. Good manners cost naught, do they? That last week, telling them Japanese visitors, seeing how they found Pearl Harbor easy enough, there should be no problem finding the way to the station. Just this once. Listen to sense, will you, Walton Bentley? Listen to her and Mark.
I think it's the lady of the house behind all this.
It often is.
If you want to know why Mr. Gradgrind gets all the answers right, you should ask your wife.
You mean a conversation?
It's your wife who has the book, isn't it, Mr. Bentley?
What book?
The brewery's official quiz book.
How do you know?
Yes, Billy Hardcastle, quizmaster. He says that the questions come down from above at 9:05 like the tablets of stone.
You mean...
Yes, I do mean.
College scarf and a Royal Ibis.
Precisely.
His note, like a clothes peg.
She's feeding him, don't you know?
God help him, then. She did that to me once.
Everybody knows you're better off can't stand the licensed trade.
Rubbish.
No, I've done some homework. If you want to know about the wise world, ask the local trade. butcher, baker, candlestick maker.
Are your partner's stops fully pulled?
Mostly. Mind you, a weekend's her own affair.
Mrs. Bentley is as fond of pub life as you are of the later motets of Thomas Tallis.
Vastly overrated. That's what they say, is it?
Yes, they do. She's the motive.
Never.
There is one way, of course.
What?
Of proving if there is, what do you call it, some...
Collusion, Mr. B?
No, thanks, I'll have one in a minute later.
How?
Someone else should set the questions.
Someone else? Like who?
Us.
Who's us?
Blackburn and Duggan.
You wouldn't know a losing semi-finalist in 1963 from a number one hit in 1958.
Huddersfield Town, Guy Mitchell.
All right, all right.
You must admit it's a pretty good plan. When Gradgrind gets it wrong, which he will, then you'll know, won't you?
She's good, Mr. Bentley. You have to hand it to her.
She won't like it, though, Her Highness.
She won't know. We'll switch lists last minute.
Brilliant. Go on, then.
Next Wednesday, then.
I'll leave it with you, kid. I'm going back aloft. Fill the silence in here. See yourselves out.
That was close.
Oh, we bought it.
That was quick. Huddersfield Town and Guy Mitchell.
I know. I made it up.
Put me a tail in and some bits, Brian, please.
Where are we up to?
Northampton. After extra time, 1896. That's sport covered. We've done capitals of the southern hemisphere, songs from the shores, Latin names of trees, kings and queens of eastern Europe. What next? Crustacea?
Explorers, in here.
Amundsen. Nationality.
Too easy.
How about shoe size?
Too easy. Wife's shoe size.
We only need one more now.
Try saint.
Right. Which saint is depicted carrying the heads of his three nephews?
Siegfried. Too easy. Gradgrind will know his saints.
What then?
Get him to name one of the nephews.
All right, that's 20 then.
Can we pack in and go now?
Don't you want any chips? It's on expenses.
No, thanks. I don't do batter.
Every Friday afternoon, Mrs. York in a purple cardigan who threatened to cut our tails off if we weren't neat. With the draft excluder rattling against the window and Miss Parkin playing Men of Arlick two rooms away. In the morning, a film. King Cole, the future. Blokes in donkey jackets with NCB. Knickers, corsets and brassiers, we called it. Me dad called it something else. Time proved him right. It showed you how to make nylon stockings out of coal. I tried it, they wouldn't stay up. A film all about recruitment, but they could never find a white space to show it on. So they had to hold it in the boys' cloakroom. The first miners I ever saw on film were all lumpy and creased with buttons on their faces. Then in the afternoon, tests. To sort out those who wouldn't appear in the film from those who would. Tests. Quizzes. Same thing. All about passing. Winning. Succeeding.
Now then, have you all marked your papers? All settled up your scores? It was a hard one this week, wasn't it? But there's 15 quid in the kitty, plus 6 little banties at Point of Layers that have been for some months as a bonus. Now then, eh? Anybody? I mean, anybody? Has anybody got all 20 right?
Yes, over here.
Can I have your paper for checking, sir, please?
I don't believe it.
20? He even got metric shoe size.
They haven't checked his answers yet.
Oh, correct! Winner, Gradgrind! Oh, come on, folks. A bit of sport and cheer, please.
Bangor's theory number two.
I'm convinced. Gradgrind has got to be cheating.
No one's seen those questions, only us. Certainly not a ladyship.
Wait. You handed those new questions and answers in to be swapped with the one from upstairs, right?
Yes.
Who did you give them to?
Walton, why?
Think laterally, Mr. Blackburn.
Think quickly, Miss Duggan. He's coming over.
Well, it's not my fault.
It was your little theory.
Oh, thanks very much. Where's your loyalty? I thought we were a partnership.
Right. That's it. No more theories from poncy detectives in Trilbies and Lurex miniskirts.
What's that under your arm?
A souvenir from the Emerald Isle.
It's not Waterford, is it?
A shillelagh. Got it on a pub fishing trip to Cork. We all got one. Billy Slavic chopped his up when Tito went. I've always kept mine. I set me onions with it, clean toilets with it, and settle accounts with it. I'm going to settle one now.
Gradgrind.
I asked him to step aside for a moment into the function room.
What are you going to do?
Beat it out of him.
Not in the function room.
Well, there's been no exciting since Skiffle in there.
We can't just sit here, Tracy.
You go.
He'll kill him.
I doubt it.
Aren't you bothered?
I'm bothered about one thing. How that man can get 20 out of 20 every time. I'll tell you. Theory number 3.
I'm going to see the action.
I followed Stephen to the function room. It was just what I expected. The man with the marks on his face, hanging by his braces from a set of stag's antlers next to the Buffalo's Roll of Honour, wasn't Quiz Genius Gradgrind, but Walton Bentley, landlord. And when we cut him down and he got his breath back, he made a very nice job of showing great shock and outrage. It's obvious. Walton Bentley had some help onto those antlers.
Help?
And those bruises. Superficial. Hit me, hit me.
Not so loud. It's a private estate, this.
It's obvious.
This is Theory 3, is it?
Walton Bentley and your Quiz Genius are in this together. It's not the brewery trying to get rid of him. It's not Mrs. trying to get Mr. out of said pub. It's Mr. trying to get himself out.
Why?
Little redundancy policy?
Insurance scam. You've got to be desperate.
It's Walton Bentley, Mr. Rude.
He's put on a big show of being ruined.
Whilst all the time being behind it.
Never.
Somebody is going to tell us. Settle it.
Gradgrind.
Who else?
Why not confront Walton?
Quiz boy's smaller and carries no shillelagh, that's why.
Do we have to do this?
You knock, and don't forget who we're supposed to be.
Who was it again?
The Oswalds from Manchester. You're Dennis, I'm Sue.
Yes? We're the Oswalds from Manchester. I'm Sue, she's Dennis.
Very nice for you.
We've been selected to appear on TV, Golden Piles.
It's a game show. Have you seen it?
I don't do TV. I'm bad.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Can we come in?
Why?
For some advice.
What about?
Knowledge. We've seen you in that pub quiz.
Which one?
Wednesday at the Winning Post.
Oh, that one. Just do that for fun. I saw you there too.
We were guests, Mr. Bentley, the landlord.
Do you know him? I think you do, don't you?
You better come in.
There's no other way. Books, microfiche, and of course discs. Floppy and hard.
It has been cooler.
There's no substitute for absorption. Read, ingest, learn. Show me a chart of tables, and I'll know it by heart in 60 seconds. I need an extra minute for Cyrillic script. I photograph the world. I print on request. It's a gift and a curse.
That's amazing.
Give me a diary. A demonstration.
Easy tell. I put it to you.
Don't say it.
Come on, Tracy. We both know why we're here.
Yes. And you're not the Oswalds from Manchester.
Who says?
I do. It's those ears.
Look, I think you might have made a mistake.
Is your diary back?
Tracy, I'm talking. Look, Mr. Quiz, we've reason to believe that you're conspiring with Walton Bentley of the Winning Post Public House for purpose or purposes unknown to win the regular Wednesday night quiz.
Monday, 4th Jan. Got up. Had a wash. Went shopping. Home. Telly. Bed. 5th January. Got up. Had a wash. Went to shops. Home. Telly.
Very clever. But you haven't answered.
I don't have to. You're pathetic. The entry for March 5th. Wrote to Valerie Singleton.
Tracy, explain your theory.
I can't. It's fallen.
What?
The one thing we never thought of.
What's that?
It's just clever.
There's no mystery. No invisible wires. No mirrors. No radio signals. No magic. Just work. 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 You should have followed me further. I do 63 quizzes a week. Not for money or for Banty's bonus prize, but to show the power of that electrical impulse machine we all have. The brain. You see that portrait there? A great intellect, Leibniz.
It is a bit on the dark side.
A hero of mine.
Come on, let's go. Case closed.
If it's any consolation, I shan't be going back to the Winning Post. You can tell that appalling drunk with shillelagh.
How did you get him up on the mantlers?
Come here.
Hey, just a minute. This is Barathea, kid.
Jansen's. Went home. Had a wash. Watched telly.
There's no need for this.
Well, sorry you've been troubled, sir.
Get me down, please.
Take him away.
That's that, then. The power of knowledge.
Walton's not going to believe us.
Still, Gradgrind's not going back.
One thing puzzles me.
What?
That code name, Gradgrind.
Dickens, Charles, author, book, Hard Times, Gradgrind, facts, let them have facts.
She never replied, Valerie Singleton.
In A Case of Hard Times, Fintine Fontaine and Judy Flynn were the detectives. Jerry Kersey was Walton Bentley, Rod Arthur the quizmaster, and Christopher Kent was Gradgrind. The Blackburn Files was written by Martin Wiley, Dave Sheesby, and Ian McMillan. And next week, A Case of Drowning Sorrows.